Pakistan's Supreme Court was thrust into the middle of political life in Islamabad earlier this year. President Pervez Musharraf sparked nationwide protests in March after he suspended the High Court's Chief Justice. He accused Iftikhar Muhammad Chowdhury of misconduct, but in July the court reinstated the Chief Justice. Iftikhar Gilani argues cases before the Supreme Court and took part in demonstrations in support of the Chief Justice. Gilani says the protests marked a turning point on Pakistan's political path.
The lawyers that got up and the lawyers who stood by the Chief Justice were not only for the sake of Chief Justice, they were for the sake of, they saw that we have had enough of these attacks by the executive, or particularly by the military, by the generals, on the judicial system of the country.
And that has led to a new confidence among some Pakistanis in their country's legal system. Today, petitioners camp out opposite the Supreme Court, campaigning for justice on a variety of issues. Nasreen Iqbal has spent a month outside the court. She says she lost her home and 12 acres of land that local officials expropriated. The court has already given her some measure of legal relief, but she is hoping for more.
I came here to appeal to the Chief Justice of Pakistan to help me again. I want the people who occupied my house to be removed. The police have arrested two suspects on the orders of the Supreme Court. Now I want the police to arrest the other 11.
At a political level, the court still could rule against President Musharraf's bid for a further five-year term in office, a judgment that could dramatically curtail his options just days before the October 6th election. But the Pakistani people's newfound faith in their judicial system may also complicate life for the country's potential civilian rulers, like former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, who has vowed to return to Pakistan next month from self-imposed exile, and former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, now in forced exile in Saudi Arabia. Attorney Asma Jahangir is another advocate before the Supreme Court.
I, in fact, said to both of them that Pakistan has changed. When you come back, it's not the same Pakistan. And people are going to ask questions. It's not going to be the dictate of leadership alone. People really expect more consultation.
In the short term, the presidential candidates will need the support of the country's national and provincial assemblies. They, not the voting public, elect the president on October the 6th. Simon Marks for VOA News, Islamabad.